Right.
As opposed to a
coin. Right. One thing at a time. We're going through the whole drush.
Okay.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
One step at a time. I'll call nafshois nei slave. When it says over the word, nafshois, it refers to the chaykim, the non-relatives. When it says the word mace, it refers to the kraven.
Yeah.
The relatives. So
yeah.
Why then does it say in the pasuk go on to say?
Yeah.
Why then does the pasuk go on to say la'avul imay? It's all going to be available for a drasha.
Yeah.
As we're going to see right now. Okay, let me just plug this in before we lose power. Okay, good.
Oh, the maze comes to tell us even the kraven. Why does it have to numerate
all the relatives?
I got it.
So Nachamal, the Mavi here says, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Nafshois, Elu Harichaikin, Mace, Elu Hakiroivin, La'aviv Ul'imoy. Why do we need other words, lovely? What do we need for this extra superfluous? To make a drasha. Mace mitzvah is mutter. Einoi mitame, La'aviv Ul'imoy, Einoi mitame, Al mitame, Hulu, Mace mitzvah. Then it says, La'achiv Ul'imoy.
One second, that's the reason why he has to say separately, lovely imoy.
What's a drasha? We don't need those words anymore.
Rob, could you have the word mace?
Exactly.
Why does it say?
So
to let us know.
So the words are superfluous. So what are they there for? It's to make a drasha. Davka le'aviv uli'imoy einoy mitame. Avol mitame hu le'meis mitzvah. The drasha. Okay, we're going over here a drasha. Le'av uli'imoy einoy mitame avol mitame hu le'meis mitzvah. Now it says le'achiv. Do not be mitame to a brother.
So one second, that's the reason why it says la'avul imoy.
Correct.
Now he's going to go, why does it say la'achiv?
Right, why is it la'achiv? According to Rabbi Akiva, Shem ha'yikoyim gorim v'nazir, to tell you a chiddush, let's say this individual has a double kedusha. You may be misled to believe that the only time a kohen gadol is not metamit is metamit to a meis mitzvah is only when he's a kohen gadol.
Yeah.
But let's say the kohen gadol is also a nazir.
Is he allowed? He's supposed to get a
haircut. Why not?
He's supposed to get a haircut every 30 days.
Melech
like biyafya,
he's saying good. Melech biyafya is sechazene necha.
So he can't get in a kohen gadol.
He's saying kohen gadol. So he's saying kasha. So and also there's a
no. Forgive me.
Padua.
Every day.
Every
kohen
day.
Kohen gadol's every day. A kohen is once in 30 days.
No, I think melech is every day. Melech is every day. Only a melech is every day.
You sure?
Melech, yes, I'm sure. So I think a kohen gadol does not need to get haircut every day. It only was in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So stam nizir is 30 days. So he can be a nazir. Why not? He can be a nazir.
I got it.
Do a nazir. Fine. So therefore, she'im ha kohen gadol vehu nazir. Let's say you have a person over here that has a kohen. Let's say it's both kids living. You may think that this is drasha that you now that you mechudi in time of the meis mitzvah. Maybe that's only when the meis mitzvah. Only when you are only a kohen gadol.
But if you can't go to nazir, then not. You both
get, but let's say Shimon, you can't go to nazir. So the territory is no. It doesn't matter. Even a double kedusha, you can be mitame.
That's the effort comes to tell us. Ain't mitame. Mitame.
Okay. Then it's lachoisai kidatanya. Look at the brayso. Sorry, show you a little shorter. What does it mean with lachoisai? To teach you a nayadin. The nayadin is let's say a person is on the way to bring his carbon pesach.
It's interesting, Russia.
So these are the only two halachas with zechiv karis mitzvah saseh. Most of the there are 36 chayvei kreisos.
Yeah.
And from the 36 chayvei kreisos, how many of them are lois haseis? 34. How many are haseis too? Bris mila. If a person does not do bris mila and karm pesach. So let's say a person is on the way to be mal his
son. By the way, the kreisos include also the lavan, the erva.
Most of them are ice.
Yeah,
the vast majority, there's dam.
There's that's Idam, right. Chaylev,
and then there was, I think, doing. There are certain other things. Birchas Hashem. There are other things. There are other things. There are also, but most of them.
So you're telling me you get karo to eat chaylev from a deer, from a chaya?
No, not a deer.
I'm just
from a behema.
Did you know I never knew that years before? I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
As a bach, I never knew that. I thought it
big deal.
Only to a behema.
Big deal.
I remember who even corrected me. He says only an animal. I said really, not a chaya. But they probably looked at me like you know,
big deal. Okay, so now
what's a baishin lay lam? What is this a loya baishin lamed?
Exactly. Don't worry about it. Big deal.
Adrab,
you zeichet to kapara.
You should know that.
You zeichet to grois the kapara.
You should know that was so great.
To be embarrassed over Torah, so you know what zuchus you get.
Nei.
Vaitam.
Halavai amayin.
So therefore, so how you going to know? Let's how you.
Kedetanya harayshin.
So now we go. Then we go lachay. So what's the condition?
Yeah.
Come to teachers. Let's the person is all the way to do bris mila. A bris mila. One day you should be zeich to have a son.
One second. He goes to shechta pesachoy and to malo his son.
Right, because you're not like, because what did the two go together? You're not allowed to be malo son.
Correct.
you're not allowed to bring green carbon Pesach until you mal a son. Let's say a person has in his home children, boys, that he has not yet done, fulfilled this obligation of circumcision. So he's not allowed to bring green carbon Pesach until the bris milah. So therefore,
by the way, I think it says not only when they grow up, if not circumcised, they can't. He himself can't eat the carbon, even if he's gemalit.
That's exactly what I just said.
Then even if he's gemalit, he cannot eat the carbon Pesach.
It's a pasuk in the Torah.
In Lech Lecha, I think. No.
No. Carbon Pesach.
Carbon Pesach.
I think this. I think Parsha Chodesh. We learned it. Ha-chodesh hazeh.
Parsha's boy.
This week's Parsha, this week's Parsha. This Shabbos.
But we're going to be laying from Parsha's boy.
Right. And we lay in a shtickle about Karm Pesach. If I'm
that's
not
right.
Mistaken.
Oh, you're right.
Mamelo, so therefore you're now.
And he gets cars for that because he didn't mal it. Wow.
Right. Now he doesn't get cars for that. The only car is the person does not mal himself. Is not mal himself before he dies. If he leaves this world without having.
Yeah, but let's say if he doesn't mal it, he's gemalit. And it comes before he has spring, and he doesn't mala his son.
He's not chayav karis yet. Okay, the starting point. The point over here is bris mila is a mitzvah with zechiyav karis. Carbon Pesach is zechiyav karis. The person over here is on the way to be mala's son and to bring the carbon Pesach, and he sees a mace mitzvah. If he's going to involve himself in the mace mitzvah, he's not going to have time, ability to be mala his son and to bring the carbon Pesach. So you may argue that it's better.
You mean it's only time for one thing?
There's not enough time. You can't dance at two chasnas at the same time.
Okay,
So the guy has a choice. Either I'm going to go now, be mal my son, and bring my Karim Pesach, which is a double chi of karis, if I don't do these two things. Or, it's not mamish karis by the son, but it's an inyan of karis. Or I can go bury the dead.
Forgive me, he says shechting. There's no chiv karvi doesn't shech, right, not to eat the karm Pesach.
No, I don't think the ikur is to do zrikas that Pesach.
I think you're right.
So let's say he has an obligation. But these are two in yonim, which is a chiv karis. It's not important to get into the details, but the point.
By the way, it's not everybody does zrika. There's one. The shlicha. He has to be in the presence.
In the presence, not have daf. In the presence.
And if he's not, what?
I don't think you have to be present. You don't have to be man.
You tell me if someone's home, then
as long as you're part of chabura. As long as you're part of the chavura, it's good.
Yeah.
You have to register. As long as you are
and if
registered.
You don't, and if you don't, you're chayv karis.
Then he's chayv karis.
It's not the karm Pesach, it's the zrika. You have to be part of the chavura.
Correct. Part of the chavura for the karm. So now, also here, the person over here, he has a choice. Here, you have to make a decision. Life is all about making decisions.
Yeah.
Do you want to put your money in Signature Bank or in Silicon Valley Bank? You have to make decisions. What are you going to do now? Are you going to go bring the karm Pesach? Or are you going to either be mal your son and become Pesach, or are you going to do the Mace Mitzvah?
Right.
So what would you say? I would say, listen, being mal a child and become Pesach does then chiv karis. If I don't bury the dead, listen, the guys.
The Signature Bank comes up in what Masech?
In the Gemara?
What Masech? I'm sorry.
Just joking. Okay, so
what should he do? What's that?
So what should he do? So I would say, listen, the guy who's dead, he's dead. He's in a better place.
When you say Mace Mitzvah, it means there's nobody around.
No one to bury him. His body's lying out in the middle of nowhere, and there's no one to bury him. So listen, the guy's
never
dead.
You know when that was Shia? Never during the
Holocaust. 6 million people, they were incinerated. Okay.
So I mean, you found a dead person in a ditch or somewhere.
Yeah, hold on. So the dead person, so therefore, what could you argue? What's more important? I'm alive. There's a chiv karis on my neshama. L'chayra, I should go bring the Karm Pesach.
Nee.
So the person's not going to be buried? So he's not going to be buried.
Nee.
The world will go on.
Nee.
Just the same.
Nee.
No? What's so terrible?
Okay,
so he won't be buried.
Nee.
The world goes on.
Nee.
The guy is in the bed. Is Yenneveld? What are you worried about him?
So I just want to get one thing straight. That I know, if a person doesn't mal himself, let's see if he's older, he's chavkar. But if and just like he's obligated in circumcising his child. If he doesn't, he gets karis.
No, he does not get karis.
So what's the dilemma that's benign then?
Because bris mila is an inyan of karis.
So who gets karis if he doesn't mala
the
his
son? Child will get karis in the next world if he doesn't take care of it.
Not him, the not child. Him.
Oh, so there's no real chi of karis here. Ain't no chinami. There is no chi of karis. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah that's a tremendous chumra.
Okay, I got it.
Doesn't mean mam she's going to get karis. It's a geferel okay. Chumra.
So what should he do?
So you could make a very powerful argument. You can say that it's not so important to bury the dead guy. The guy that so he won't be buried. No, the world will go on.
You could also say that he comes koidman. Comes first.
His neshama. You know this guy.
Just like you see by the midbar, who comes first? Who's gonna?
Chayech koidman.
Exactly. So you could say Oilam Hab is the same thing also.
Exactly. Yeah. Kamash Mulan.
Interesting.
The Gezeres Hakosef stayed in the Torah. Ul Achoisai to make a drasha that if a person is presented with a choice between Meis Mitzvah versus Pesach.
Meis takes precedence.
Meis Mitzvah takes precedence. Gezeres Hakosef.
Wow.
Harei. So therefore, Maldi knows if I'm going to go to the lost place over here. Excuse me.
The current Pesach, he has a second opportunity.
Not so partially a second opportunity. He was Derech Rechoika.
Oh, it's not.
You have to know the parameters of when. Right. You have to know. It could be. He doesn't get a second chance. I'm not so sure.
Only
it's Derech Rechoika
or if he was already was Tomei.
He was Tomei. So here. It could very well be a second chance. Could be, but you don't look at it like that. The second chance, you don't look at it like that. I don't know. He's asking a good kash. He's saying, why don't you go say partially as a second chance? I hear the question, but there has to be a good answer. He's asking a very good question. I don't know. We have to go consult with.
And by the way, those people.
Gedolei Yisrael.
By the way, what he's saying is a very, very valid point, because those people, that this halacha, the halacha that came about that the following month. They should bring the Karn Pesach, whatever is Matama Derech Chayka. It was for those that were Matama to Reina She Yosef.
Right. Okay, I don't know the answer, but we don't take that into consideration. Fine. So that's what you need for. So what's the maskan? We learned over here a Braisa, and this Braisa is the Braisa of the Rabbi Akiva. Yesterday, yeah. We learned the Braisa of the Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, there's only one thing that we learned tonight. You should be able to go home and put it away in storage, pack it up in storage for memory for eternity. Mm-hmm. And I know that it was Shol Zeb, you have a tremendous bracha, and halavai that the bracha of
the Sitch,
should be in the spot.
What did you say about Rabbi Shmuel?
Two braises.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a braise of Rabbi Shmuel, that was yesterday's daf.
Yeah.
Yesterday's daf. Nee. We went to the bar mitzvah yesterday.
Nee.
Yesterday's daf was the braise of Rabbi Shmuel. He takes the pasuk, he has different makaris, everything, a whole different sprach.
Different drashas
to reach these conclusions. He darshes the
same
words.
Conclusions.
He darshes the words. No, not exactly. The Gemara is going to now give me a foul, but he darshes a little bit differently.
Okay.
And now we have today. We learned the Halakha of Rabbi Akiva.
Okay.
The Halakha of Rabbi Akiva with Asar Gemalchus. Rabbi Akiva, he learned a different drasha.
Yeah.
So the question over here is: now that we've learned over here, Rabbi Akiva, let's review outside. What is the drasha? Let's review outside. We should memorize. We should remember this for eternity. Okay, you Baruch Hashem, you'll remember this forever.
Nee.
Is nafshois is the rechaykim?
Yeah,
the rechaykim.
Yeah,
are you oisik in kiriv rechaykim or kiriv rechaykim? Kiriv kroyim or kiriv rechaykim? The oilum says yes. Oisik b'zvana said kiriv kroyim. Okay, so there's a nafshois is the rechaykim.
Yeah,
the rechaykim, and then there is the kroyim, meis kroyim. So why then does it say the word la'aviv uli imai?
Yeah.
La'achiv uli achoy. Say four words.
Yeah.
And for the Gemara, the first two words, la'aviv uli imai, we darshan for one drasha. What's the drasha? Meis mitzvah.
Yeah.
What are we darshan la'achiv for? Combo. Let's say not only is the Kohen Gadol a Kohen Gadol,
he's another. I would have thought. Yeah.
I would have thought a double Kedusha, you know, double. Listen, I'm special, double. Kamashlam, not special, nothing. Yeah. I'm just an ordinary guy. And what's the third drasha la'choisoi? What's the third drasha la'choisoi to teach you this incredible chiddush? Even the Karban Pesach and Bris Mila is not doicha meis mitzvah.
Why particularly these?
I don't know. Yes, in very deep questions.
And why?
That's what it says in the Torah.
No, I know, but why do we learn all the dafka la'choisoi?
I don't know.
To let us
good
know.
Kasha. Yes, in a gvalga kasha. I don't know the answer. Tifa kasha. Now. Yesterday we had a different set of drashas. Now we're not going to go the whole daf over again now, But when we read the Gemara is Nes Kasha, we'll be able to go backwards. Rabbi Akiva, Frek the Gemara, Gezerah Shav Rabbi Minole. And what does that refer to? Le'imoy. Yesterday we learned the Shit Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, he learned this pasuk. He darshin le'aviv to teach you Meis Mitzvah. Then he learned the word le'imoy to make a drasha to teach us that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to contaminate himself to a mitzvah. And is allowed to contaminate himself
why would he come in contact
Let's
with
the
Mitzvah?
He has the Paskin. Is he a Mitzvah or not?
So take a Kohen.
He has to check it. Let's say there's no other Kohen but the Kohen Gadol. Or let's say whatever the reason is, he has to go visit in the hospital.
So the Avlim don't go together as opposed to Rabbi Akiva. He dashes separately.
Rabbi Akiva takes both words, yes, and gavald gakasha, yichap everything mamish and baruch Hashem bench the
car. So why take a Kohen to Rabbi Akiva? He
uses both. I don't know if we have Mabel in the Gemara because I didn't go through the fine.
So Rabbi Shmuel says love is
so
the Gemara.
So the way, let's get the drush. What was the Gemara drush? Rabbi Shmuel dash love is meis mitzvah. Le'imoy.
Yeah.
What was the drush? According to the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, to make a gzeirah shava to a nazir.
What's that? Nafshei, he doesn't learn how.
No, we don't talk about those words. Those words he doesn't dash.
Okay.
Each one's gonna have to make an accounting. Each word.
Okay.
But right now the most.
So Zaviv is meis mitzvah.
Yesterday. A nazir, question, is a nazir allowed to contaminate himself to a mitzoyra and to a zav? A mitzoyra is an av hatumah. A zav is an av hatumah. Is a nazir allowed to go visit a mitzoyra? A mitzoyra is bodad yeshiv, because machlam shalach vesesh. But let's say, whatever the reason is.
Yeah, zav is not outside all the three machl, only a mitzoyra.
Is a nazir permitted when necessary to contaminate himself to a mitzvira and to a zav?
Didn't you before say before a kohen gadol is also a
shvat? Oh, doesn't say anything by one step at a time. You're very swift, one step at a time. Let me first ask you about a nazir.
No, because you said
is okay. He allowed to? It's a gezeris hakasa that he's allowed to. A nazir, even though he's a holy.
Are you
person,
talking about the kohen gadol that's a nazir?
No. I'm talking about just a nazir. Just a nazir.
But how could he paskin for a mitzvira?
Wait a second.
Okay.
Wait a second. Nazir. Is a nazir allowed to be metame to a mitzvah?
Okay.
Is he allowed to?
Why not?
Why not?
He's like a mace, doyma le mace.
Good, very says. Good. He's doyma le mace, but he's not mace mamish. The mela, it's a gezeris hakosef. Gezeris hakosef bimoy sam lo yitamahu, only to the dead. Only to the dead, the real dead. Only to avivos, only to the real dead. But let's say
for a mes mitzvah.
No, not a meis mitzvah. We're not talking about it. We're talking about stam. No, not a meis mitzvah. That we already discussed. A nazir is not allowed to be metame to any meis.
But meis mitzvah is allowed. He's like a kohen gadol.
I'm not discussing meis mitzvah now. I want to talk about this.
Who says a nazir is allowed to be metame?
He's not allowed to be metame.
He's not allowed to
be metame.
Right.
A meis mitzvah is an exception.
Yes.
A nazir walking down to the cemetery. You want to come with me to be mispalled by the kever of this tzaddik? What is the answer?
No.
I'm a nazir. I don't go to Kivrit Tzadikim.
Kivrit Tzadikim against Matamah? That's a whole
discussion. Oh!
It's a whole discussion.
Are you a Lubavitcher or are you a
Sam? There's a whole discussion. Rav Shimon Chai says Tzadikim I'm Matamah. It's a whole discussion. The Samarab has a whole.
Samarab holds it is Matamah.
Who?
What does Samarab hold? It is Matamah.
No.
That's a Chivrit Tzadikim and Lubavitcher.
No, he goes through the whole thing.
There's no such
about
thing.
About this. We don't follow that opinion. Anyway.
Okay, so you know what? He's not a Tzadik. Okay, we're dealing with a regular kever. Is a nazir allowed to be metame to a dead body? No. Gezeris hakasef.
Yeah.
If the nazir is walking down the street and he gets off and someone says, "Can you please come? The mitzvah needs your help."
No, you're not allowed.
Why not?
Because it has the same status as a mess, as a mace.
I'm sorry to disappoint you that we learned yesterday's daf while you were dancing away there with the bar mitzvah boy, Kabbalah San Mitzvahs. And you have delicious food. We learned yesterday that a nazir is permitted to be metamed to a mitzvah.
Okay.
Mutter.
Okay.
Is a nazir allowed to be metamed to a zav? Mutter.
Yeah.
It's a gezeris hakosef.
Okay.
Question. Kohen Gadol, is he allowed to be metamed to a mitzvah and a zav? It doesn't say. There is no gezeris hakosef.
Comes along
a gezeris shavi imoy.
Imoy.
It says what imoy by a nazir.
Uh-oh.
And it says what imoy by the Kohen Gadol. That just like the nazir is permitted to be metame to the mitzayra and to the zav. So to a kohen gadol.
Wait, by nazir, we learn how to learn metame of mitzayra and zav through the word of imai.
We learn how kohen gadol from nazir.
And by nazir, it says.
It says it's mutter.
How do you learn it out from the imai? It says
we have now the word imai. It says the word imai by nazir, and it says the word imai by kohen gadol. We make a gzeira shava to link the two together.
Okay, I got it.
The halacha that's taught by a nazir applies to the kohen gadol.
Yeah, okay.
The kohen gadol is allowed to be metamed to the mitzayra and to the zav. Frech the Gemara, that's a beautiful drasha lefis shitas Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah.
But according to Rabbi Akiva does not have the word imai available.
Right.
Because the way Rabbi Akiva expressed the halacha of kohen gadol being permitted to be metame to a meis mitzvah, he said we have two words. He doesn't explain why. I need both words together, lo aviv uli imai, to teach you that the kohen gadol is allowed to be metame to a meis mitzvah. So the word li imai is no longer available.
Right.
So how then does Rabbi Akiva know the gezeira shava to permit a kohen gadol?
And who says he's masking to that Rabbi Akiva that a kohen gadol is permitted?
Because the Rambam says it's mutter.
No, but it's a given that it's everybody holds like that?
L'chayra, it's a given.
Mean it's a lach l'mosh m'sinai?
L'chayra, we don't want to make a machlekes out of this. There are certain things you want to make a machlekes in life, and certain things you don't want to make a machlekes.
Okay.
It is a given that we want the result to be davezel lo shamanu, that a kohen gadol should not be permitted to be metame to a mitzvah to zav. So how do you know it?
Yeah.
So we Rabbi Yashmol had made a gezeira shava. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the word imai is not available.
Yeah.
If it's not available, how are you gonna make the gezeira shava?
Yeah.
You hear the Gemara's kasha.
Yeah.
So this is the Gemara's kasha. This is the Bavus kasha. We're waiting over here a whole shas just to learn this kasha. And over here, Mr. Rapport and Rishon Abedowitz have not shown up tonight to be nene from this Gemara. Let's come to Mechadish. It's a tremendous chiddush.
Keep the gezeira shava.
Fine. So therefore, the mother got the words of Kasha.
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Minale. Omar Lacha.
We meet the Rabbi Minale. How do you know this Rabbi?
It was Rabbi. Okay, it was cool. You didn't come yesterday. See, you don't come one day, you lose out all the Yisraelis.
Okay.
It was Rabbi's Gezeira Shava. Oh. This Gezeira Shava goes down.
I thought you said Rabbi Shmuel. Okay.
Rabbi is Rabbi Shmuel's bride, but Rabbi Shmuel came on to Rabbi.
Okay. Okay.
The Rabbi Minale. Omar Lacha.
When you said Rabbi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh?
Yes. Omar Lacha, Rabbi Akiva will say, do you imagine Rabbi Akiva coming to you in a dream, or maybe coming bad, or maybe you have Gili, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva will come to you in the guf, it was Nislavish, in a guf, to come to Rabbi Shmuel Zev Lobel and tell him the answer. Omar Lacha, these words shall leap off the page. Omar Lacha, if there's anyone that's right for Gili Elio, it's Rabbi Shmuel Lieben Shlita. Don't you agree with me?
Rabbi Kiva, Gzai Shavu, the Rabbi Nama.
And his wife, Gila, Rabbi Kiva, will tell you.
Rabbi Lacha will tell you, Kiva, the Amamar.
Amalacha, Kiva, the Amamar. What would you ask? Who's your bashart?
Vaita.
What's the phone number?
Vaita.
Give me the phone number.
Me.
Amalacha, Kiva, the Amamar. Im ho yikoin gadol to answer you as a zoi.
Amamar, we said earlier.
If he was a kohen gadol v'nazir, lo'achiv ein mitamav tamu l'meis mitzvah. Mali kohen gadol l'chudei mali nazir kohen gadol.
Mali kohen gadol l'chudei mali nazir.
So wait, what's the answer? Amalacha nacham alakiv gezer shav the rabbi minolei. Amalacha kev di amamar. Ema yikohen gadol v'nazir.
Amar means Rabbi Kiva said before that we dash from lachem kohen gadol v'nazir lachem. Ainu matamav matamav l'meis
mitzvah. Mali kohen gadol l'chudei mali nazir kohen gadol. So what's the more's answer? I have no idea. I thought I prepared this. Let's see Tosfos. Let's see Tosfos.
Rashi doesn't say anything.
How can I know? No. Let's see Tosfos. He says. Let's see.
One second. Let's see Rashi for. Rashi says something.
Let's see Rashi. Mali koin gadol luchudei. Mali koin gadol kishuhu nazir. Dimitame binigoi. Ubizivasoi shall aviv, kol shekain the kohen gadol luchude, so the kohen gadol luchude mutu litame binigam ubizivasam. Ah, so he's saying that's the answer. The answer over here is didn't it's included? Here's the answer. Beautiful answer. It's included in the drasha of the combination of the kohen gadol and the nazir. We learned What was the drash of lachaisai? Not lachaisai. Lachiv. Let's say he has a double kedusha.
Im kol zed
a double kedusha.
Because you would have thought that just a kain. Yeah.
So once we link them up together, that linkage of if he's a kain gadol and a nazir automatically, indirectly teaches us that the leniencies of the nazir apply to the kain gadol. Let's see the Rashi again inside. It's because we're going to have a drasha of le'achiv. If the kohen gadol is also a nazir,
yeah.
How could the kohen gadol be a nazir? In other words, how could, let's talk thing out loud first. How could a kohen gadol be a nazir? It's a contradiction. Because a nazir is allowed to be metame to a mitzayra.
Yeah.
And a kohen gadol can't be metame to a mitzayra. So maybe it would be impossible for a kohen gadol to be a nazir,
yeah.
because it says if the kohen gadol is not allowed to be metame to a mitzayra and a zov and a nazir is allowed, the halachas are too different to allow them to overlap. Let's see Rashi.
Oh, I see.
Mali chad mali train the kaven since the mishdere lay legabe meis mitzvah.
We didn't learn that Gemara yet, okay.
No, we did. I mean, the Gemara.
Mali, oh, I'm sorry.
You're right. Three lines out in the Rashi. Mali koin gadol l'chu, de mali koin gadol kishu nazir, dimitama, binigoy,
uvizivasai. I'm sorry, I don't know about the Rambam.
Third one in Rashi. Dimitama, binigoy, uvizivasai, shel aviv. He's allowed, a nazir is allowed to be metame to the nega, and the zivasoi shel aviv, kol shekain the kohen gadol.
Why saying zivasoi shel aviv?
That's what a nazir. When is a nazir allowed to be metame? It says that a nazir is not allowed to be metame to his, is not allowed to be metame if his one of his seven relatives dies.
Right.
Bimoisam, but he is allowed to come in contact with his father, or one of his seven relatives.
And what about if it's not from seven relatives and it's a mitzvah?
Oh, so I don't know the answer to that. Maybe you're right. I don't know. But let's see what he says. Dimitame bin nigoy buvizivasa shel aviv, kol shekain, the koin godol chudei, mutu litame bin nigoy buvimoysam. What's the kol shekain? It's not so clear. Let's see Toysvis. There is shmo koin godol vavahu nazim. No, there is no Toys on this. No. No, here it is. Look at this. There's you see, the Tzibur Masul Lachoisa. Because the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, Gzeir Shava, Rebbe Minolei, Perish the Holeko, Left Hafna Klal, the Inu Parate the Nazir.
I'm sorry, I don't have. Where?
Twice this Tzibur Hamaschil.
Rabbi Akiva, Gzeir Shava, Rabbi Minolei, Perish the Holeko.
So what's the word Kash? The Kash was that according to Rabbi Akiva, he does not have available the word Leimai. Perish the Holeko. Hafna klal, there is no extra words for gzereshava. Dahanu prati dinazir darshina lekula uli aviv uli imoy the koin gadol nami the itzrichinu lemeis mitzvah tarvayu ki hechi tarvayu ki hechi itzrichi tarvayu benazir lemeis mitzvah. Like we just said that according to Rabbi Akiva, he needs both words together. Whatever the reason is, he needs the word aviv uli imoy together to be matar meis mitzvah. He does not, according to Rabbi Yishmael, there was a drasha from the word la'aviv, and there was an extra word li'imoy,
yeah,
for the gzera shava d'rebi. Rabbi Akiva says
that,
no.
I mean, just like a nazir is allowed to be matama mitzayra and azav.
I need both words.
And according to Rabbi, yeah? According just like a nazir is allowed to be matama azav and mitzayra, a kohen gadol also could.
There's nothing left over. The dahani prati the nazir dashinu l'kula, l'kula u'li'aviv u'li'imoy, the kohen gadol nami.
Yeah.
Tarvayu ki, we need both of the words.
Yeah.
That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, he says the two words la'aviv u'le'imoy is a set.
Yeah.
You can't separate the two together.
Why? Because
it's a set. Whatever the reason is, doesn't explain why. So Mimela, that's a fundamental difference between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yishmael, la'aviv is one drasha, and Li'imoy is a separate drasha.
Yeah.
According to Rabbi Akiva, La'aviv u'li'imoy is one unit. Mm-hmm. It's like, is the tefillin shal yan, the tefillin shal roish? Is it one mitzvah, or is it two mitzvahs? Do you make one bracha? Do you make one bracha? You make two brachas.
Yeah, but it's machloek, but it's, oh, really, but it's really two separate mitzvahs.
So here also, the other lima is in one.
Meaning
unit.
A shayyan, you can have, once you have the sharaj, you have to have the shayyan.
Oh, v'hoyu. V'hoyu. Oh, yeah. If they're both. Right. Do you make one bracha, make two brachas. Vaita. Umeshane, and what's the answer? What is the answer? Kevon diyamamar. Kevon diyamamar. Now here's the answer.
Hi, Rabbi Akiva.
Hi, Rabbi Akiva. Lo achiv the imcha yekoyin gadol v'nazir. Lo achiv enu mitami avu mitami hulu meis mitzvah. Mehasha tebiklei mehacha the koyin gadol afilu nazir a koyin gadol the afilu nazir mitami hulu meis mitzvah. The kol shekain koyin gadol greater. And certainly, Kohen Gadol alone
right.
can be mitame to a meis mitzvah. Or mehashter now, miyatir lon, oh, here's the pshat. He learns a very different pshat than Rashi. He, and now that's it. Mehashter, miyatir lon, aviv imoy, v'Kohen Gadol l'gzer shava, v'tzach l'nuch tav shneim, aviv imoy, v'Kohen Gadol, k'id aviv l'kamon, shrichus l'binazir. Rabbi Akiva, miyav imoy, d'nazir, ha'inan, b'y l'mev, v'tzachus l'b'y l'mev, moridik. Murdy. Let me just look at Rashi. If Rashi is the same thing over here. Old Rabbi Akiva, Rashi, see how Rashi Cholik. The Mitame Benigov Viziva Shal Aviv, Kol Shrein, the Kohen Gadol Chude. No, he says the Zelbazach.
Yeah.
Zelbazach. Kol Shrein, Kohen Gadol Chude, Matal, the Kohen Gadol Vinazir. No. He's saying different. Kol Shrein, the Kohen Gadol Chude, Motel, the Tame Benigam, no. Rashi is saying something very different, which I don't know what he's saying. Rashi is saying a very difficult pshat. But let me explain to you. When he's saying, Taisus L'Chayr learns very different than Rashi. Taisus is saying, Azoy, how did the Gemara start off? The Gemara basically right now is upgrading. We're doing a major upgrade to the lundis of Rabbi Akiva. How did Rabbi Akiva start off?
Okay.
It says, Nafshois is the Rechoykim. The Rechoykim.
Yeah.
Then it says meis as the kraven.
Yeah.
Then what was the next words?
Aviv.
Aviv uleimoy.
Aviv is mes mitzvah.
Mes mitzvah. And then when it says lo achiv.
Yeah.
Nazir kohen gadol v'nazir.
Correct.
Ah, along comes Rabbi Akiva. We made a mistake. Once we know from lo achiv, that a kohen gadol and a nazir can be mitame, even though you have a combination, you can mitame to a meis mitzvah. Kol shekain, if you just a kohen gadol alone, you can mitame to a meis mitzvah.
Correct.
So therefore, I no longer need the words lo aviv uleimoy for meis mitzvah.
Oh.
We started out.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see.
Okay. Now, but wait, we'll go in circles.
Was very good. So then you don't. So that's
Rasha. Is that going to be available to teach you? Will be available to teach you that a kohen gadol is allowed to be mitame to
a matzayr and azav.
Gzeira shava will be those words aviv uleima will be available now to make a gzeira shava to nazir to teach you that can be mitame to a matzayr.
Just like by nazir,
it's beferish in the pasuk that
what
a nazir
say?
It says b'moisam lo yitama, only dead. Death, which is mashma, but mitzaras and ziva mutat mitam.
Shiva kraim or anybody?
At least shiva kraim.
Okay,
maybe everywhere. I don't know. Maybe you're saying very.
So
good.
Where's the gzeir shav? It says b'moisim. B'moisim.
It says the word aviv and imai both by a nazir, and it says aviv and imai.
I like to know the lashon by nazir. It says aviv and imai.
Yes, the same. Come out the same pasuk. Come out mila b'mila. Come out the same pasuk. It says aviv and imai by nazir. It's aviv and imai by kohen gadol. And therefore, now when we have the pasuk l'achiv, which connects when you have a kohen gadol who is a nazir, can be metamed to a meis mitzvah. If you have a double kedusha,
it's kolshken.
Kolshken, a single kedusha.
So the chayav lima,
you don't need. So what's it available for? To make a gzera shava to nazir to teach you that just like by a nazir can be metamed to a mitzayra and to a zav, so to a kohen gadol.
How do you know that? Because it says lava lima.
Through the gzera shava.
Which word are you being?
Both words together. The two words together. Okay, now there is a little bit of a problem.
Why do you need lava lima'i? Why is not enough lava lima'i?
Why the Gemara? Okay, whatever. Tais says that's a Gemara later on. Why the two? You need both words together. If you only had one word, you would not know the halacha.
Okay.
The two words are a unit. like the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish. It's a unit. It's a unit. The two ways go together.
So that, so Rabbi Kiva, that's what Rabbi Kiva is saying, that that's lovely.
According to Tosfos, we have now completely changed the drashas.
Exactly.
We started off lovely mois teaching a meis mitzvah.
So of course, the Tosfos, how do you understand this Gemara then? Lovely ima.
The Gemara is saying this. The Gemara is saying this now. That's the Gemara's kasha. Look at the Gemara again. The Gemara over here says.
Okay,
Gezer shavim d'rav d'rabim nolay. How do the Gezer shavim?
Amalach kiva d'avamar.
Since we learned the next, it says la'achiv, brother. Im hoya kagel v'nazir. Let's say he was both together. A kain gadol.
Is la'achiv in metam avetam l'mes mitzvah.
Avetam l'mes mitzvah. Oh. Now that we know that from the lo'achiv, that if you're both together, you can be metamei l'meis mitzvah. So mali koyin gadol l'chudei, mali noziv koyin gadol. So madach, both together, you can be metamei to a meis mitzvah. Certainly, you can be metamei to a meis mitzvah if you're just a koyin gadol alone.
So again, mali koyin gadol l'chudei.
If mali koyin gadol l'chudei alone, mali nozir v'koyin gadol. Yeah, the Lashon in Nazir is Lishna Kalila. It's not so well explained in the Gemara. That's why you need Tosfos and Rashi to give you.
So you're trying to tell Madach Nazir Kain Gadol. It's Kolshkin a Kain Gadol.
Alone. So we no longer need the Pasik La'ad of the Imai. So what then is it available for Gzereshava linking back to Nazir? To teach you, just like Nazir, you can be metamei to a mitzvah and a zav, so to a kohen gadol metamei to a
zav. So you have to fill in the blanks now.
Yes, a lot of blanks.
And therefore, that love of Imai comes to...
You got it. That's okay. Masechta Nazir for you. Miyafli nidon of a Nazir. The kinnas on Tisha B'Av.
You tell me again.
Miyafli. Who's going to teach to us? Who's going to expound for us?
Who wrote that kinna?
I think Rabbi Elozim Mikalir. No, maybe not. Because that was the first crusade. That kina was the first, so he could not have written that. He didn't. It was too late for him. The problem wasn't.
It was much later.
He was earlier. He was earlier. Much earlier than that. He was from the early Rishonim. Early Rishonim. He was before the Rishonim.
Some want to say
the Goyinim.
Yeah.
Rabbi Loza ben Elazar ben Aroch, or Rabbi Loza of Rashbi.
Some want to tell him he was from the Tanaim. Yeah.
Tanaim. They say it's a Nitzaitz of all these people.
So 1 second. So what's that kina that's saying that?
Who's going to teach us the difficult passages in Masechta Nazir? Because the Rishonim were murdered. They never wrote a Perush. Bali Tois were murdered before. So they never wrote a Perush of Masechta Nedarim Nazir.
But you see this Perushim Toisvus here.
Not Mishnah Zelba. Not the same.
It's not the same.
Not the same. Doesn't have the same clarity. Vaita. So therefore, Mali Nazir. Now, obviously, you get over here an enormous amount of interpretation into the Gemara. Okay, an enormous interpretation. Okay, you can ask
the Shaila is, how come Rashi didn't write a Nazir in the Nedarim?
Why didn't Rashi?
He was also during the...
Yes, he was. Rashi was 65 first crusade. Years old. Rashi was 65 years old during the first crusade. He cursed Bogdan. What was his name? His name was Godfrey. Godfrey. He told him, you're not going to come back. He passed through...
Rashi wasn't
affected by the first crusade because Rashi was living in France at that time, and the first crusade went through Germany, but he did pass Godfrey, one of the leaders of the first crusade. Before he went into Rashi's base medrash, and Rashi cursed him, and told him, you're not going to come back with even three horses.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Something.
And while he was going, a rock fell.
And then when he came back, a couple of years later, totally defeated. He lost everything. He had three horses, whatever. And as he came to the gate of the city, a stone fell and killed one. Okay, so Rashi cursed him, so whatever. Right. Rashi lived at that time in France, and the crusade, the first crusade, they went through Germany. Weiter. Okay. So we've added an enormous amount of commentary into the Gemara, and it's not so clear what we said earlier. A lot of kashas.
So one second, you're telling me the Crusades happened during the time when they were going to write a Nazir and Nedarim?
They didn't. There was no. The Balei Tais were killed during the First Crusade.
No, but why other Maseches?
They
you
say
do have?
That they wrote the night before they were killed. They put
in
their blood into their pen.
You know which one?
Meruba.
That's right.
Bava Kama.
The longest, very long Tais was there. Yeah.
Vait Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Now, frankly, the Gemara, what is Rabbi Shmuel? Isn't it amazing? It's called Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Is it amazing over here, Rishma, because he was a Kohen Gadol?
Yeah.
Shmuel Kohen Gadol, he knows him in the Menolei. So Frank the Menolei backwards.
What do you mean?
Rabbi Shmuel, that was yesterday's daf, he darshans all the words, the pasuk for different drashas. So how does Rabbi Shmuel know the halacha, a combination, a combo, where he's both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir is mitamei lemeis mitzvah? We're now asking the other way around. According to Rabbi Akiva, so how does he know? He does not dash in the word La'achiv. In fact, the Gemara yesterday completely skipped.
So what is he dashing for La'achiv?
Oh, let's see now. I don't know. The Gemara completely skipped La'achiv. The Gemara yesterday completely skipped the word La'achiv. Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, Nazir, Menolei.
Even how do you know if a Kohen Gadol is a Nazir also?
Right. But he's Matamel Meitz Mitzvah.
Yeah.
And if the Gemara came on the Shorach, Kohen Gadol, Lav, Kohen Meitz Mitzvah, Mali, Chai, Lav, Mali, Train. It's a Svara. The svara is there's no mila being a nozer in addition to the Kohen Gadol. Once you're Kohen Gadol, you're already reached, you've been maxed out. What's the difference if you maxed out, you want to add more Kedusha? Once you are already the Kohen Gadol, and the Torah was mata, you didn't to a Meis Mitzvah when you're the Kohen Gadol, it's mutter. Once you're already the highest Madrega. You can probably make a very big drush and make a lomit to share about this. The Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, obviously. Rabbi Akiva holds it's Svei Bazunda the Kedushas.
Right.
Rabbi Shmuel holds one Kedusha. To understand the depth of this Machlokes, we need to come on to our Rashiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Liman Shlita, the Rashiva, Dafi, and we speak.
So again.
We mazz with the Hezbi, where we ask our audience online, the millions of people.
So again, Rabbi Shmuel, thank God, he knows him, and I like him.
In front of Rabbi Knesbis, Avigdor at 7:30. So one second. Standing room only.
So Akiva, the Shra Rachmana, Chad.
Chad, Kiva, the Shra Rachmana. Chadlav. Once the Torah was matter, one lo yisaseh. What's the one lo yisaseh?
The Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol.
It's enough. That heter is all the almighty heter.
Mali chad lav. Mali trein lavin.
Kevin the Shara Rachman chad.
It's interesting that it's a different svar.
God may smitz a mali chad.
Kevin the Mishra Leid. God may smitz a chad lav. Mishra Leid. Nam trein lavin.
You don't need a pasuk. It's poshet. Once the Torah was matter. Was matir meis mitzvah.
It's interesting, Akiva doesn't learn like that.
No,
because it's a double kedusha.
Svei bazunder kedushas. Svei bazunder kedushas. The two separate kedushas. If you need a pastor to teach it, even when the two of them come together.
Okay.
It's a hashkafic understanding of what exactly is the kedusha of the Kohen Gadol. What is the kedusha of the nazir? What happens when they come together as one? It's a whole different mahalach. It's a whole different approach to life. It could very well be that if you take one mahalach, you'll turn and become a chosid. Another mahalach, you'll become a litvak.
Next.
You know where I had my suddus Purim with on Purim? You'll never guess. You'll never guess what I had my suddus Purim with. Rabbi Zera. You know why? Because remember that time when come Rabbi shachted Rabbi Zera? And Rabbi Zera, and he said, Rabbi came back to him and said, I come again. I don't want to come. La b'chol yom esrach eshnisa. So he didn't go. He was lonely. I had to go cheer him up.
Nay. Next.
Vaita. Chad Mali. Came to the Shorach when Chad Lav got Mitzvah Mali. Chad Lav Mali train Lav. Achoy say Lomali. Frech the Gemara next Kasha.
So what's that? When the Gemara is asked by Shmuel Gunnar, he knows him and now, how do you know a Nazar? That's a Nazar. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Next. Achoy say Lomali. Who's Mars Kasha? Who are we asking now? Now this.
One second, Rabbi. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Rabbi Akiva. How does he know Nazar and Kohen Gadol from the word
Achiv?
And Rabbi Shmuel Achiv, he learns it out from about the Metzayra.
No, Rabbi Shmuel didn't even dash the word Achiv. The Gemara didn't even dash the Rabbi Shmuel.
Oh,
okay,
got it. Now
why
he's dashing.
I don't know.
Okay.
Frek the Gemara Nayakasha. Nayakasha. Next Kasha of his. Is
Lomli.
Oh, so now who's now? This is the Lomli Kasha.
This is Rabbi Shmuel.
Now we darshened yesterday. What did Rabbi Shmuel darshen with Achoisai for yesterday? Yesterday we darshened Achoisai to teach us. I forgot what was the word Joshua. Yes, let's see Rashi. I forgot about Rashi.
Climate, Imkain.
Imkain, Rabbi Shmuel, Nafkale, Kol Gadol, Vinoz, Mishu, Mamali, Chan, Mali, Trey, Lave. That was yesterday also. So even Rabbi Shmuel agrees. Even the Halakha Rabbi Shmuel agrees yesterday.
Nay.
That we need the word lachoisa to teach you. This is where everyone is online. Everyone's on the same page over here.
Nay.
And that is to teach you Pesach. You're on your way to bring a carbon Pesach or to the mal the kinder.
Nay.
The zund. the Zun.
No, but that's not what Rashi says.
You don't need it now. That's exactly what the Rashi. That's where the Rashi is saying the Gemara's Kasha. Before we see the Rashi, before this Gemara, in the previous staff, what did Rabbi Shmuel do with the word Achoisai? He used the word Achoisai to teach me, if you're on the way to bring a Korban Pesach and to be Mal, a child.
Yeah.
And then you come in contact with a Meis Mitzvah.
Yeah.
So what do?
Meis Mitzvah. Yeah.
He knows that from the word Achoisai.
Right.
For the Gemara, once Rabbi Shmuel the Shitasai says that we have the coin, the Torah was matir, a coin godel, to do it. And once we're matir coin godel, we don't even need a drasha to teach me coin godel v'nazir.
Correct.
So the merdik alumnus. So the mela, we don't need a pasuk to push away bris mila and karm pesach, because Rabbi Shmuel l'shitasai. If Rabbi Shmuel holds that the ultimate heter is coin god, the ultimate kedusha is coin godel. This is the spitz, and the Torah knocked out the coin godel. Do the meis mitzvah. At kedei kach, you don't need a pasuk if you're coin godel and a nazir, because once the Torah took out the coin godel, it's coil out.
Right. Yeah.
So the same way the coin godel is coil out, and you don't need a pasuk for the coin that's an oichad and nazir, you should not need a pasuk if you're on the way to do a bris mila and Karim Pesach. You hear the lomdus? Bish, so according to Rabbi Akiva, ha'iluchud v'ha'iluchud. I need one pasuk for Kohen Gadol.
Right.
I need one pasuk for Kohen Gadol v'nozir.
Yeah.
They're separate. And I now need another pasuk for Bris Milah, for Karim Pesach, for Karim Pesach. Each one is a separate situation.
Yeah.
Okay, we need three psukim, which tomorrow anyway, made a Joshua, we can knock it down to two. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, who just taught us, if the Torah is matir or coin godol, you're done. I don't need now another drasha, a coin godol and a nazir. If the Torah took off the shvitz, so if you take that concept with you, now I have a new situation. I'm a regular guy, a regular ordinary guy, and I'm on the way to bring my Karban Pesach. My Karban Pesach. And now there's a Meis Mitzvah. What should I do?
Right.
If the Torah was matir a Kohen Gadol, Kol Shekein the Torah is going to be matir my Karban Pesach.
No, it's a bit different.
What's the difference?
I'll tell you the difference. Because he's violating his sanctification. Here,
okay,
he's obligated
Karban Pesach. Good answer. I think what you say might be the Gemara's answer. But
Mrs. Essa should be Doichad Leisa.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying good, but do you at least appreciate the Gemara's approach? You're saying probably the Gemara's answer. You're touching upon the Gemara's answer.
Oh, yeah.
But try to appreciate the Gemara's question.
Yeah.
Lefi the Shitas Rebbe Yishmoel, the Torah is Matir or Kohen Gadol. So the Torah is Matir Kohen Gadol. So I don't need a special pasuk to be Matir or Nazir.
Yeah.
A Kohen Gadol is also a Nazir.
Yeah.
Do you need another pasuk for that?
No.
Why not? It's a different zach.
Because Kohen Gadol
is the grest.
So you're saying Kalvachim, a regular person.
It's like a Satmirov. It's the grest.
So it says Kolchkin. So Kolchkin, a regular person.
Regular person. You know,
but sure, he has to.
If you hold, just like you hold, you don't need another pasuk to be matir or Kohen Gadol, who is a nazir.
I'll be honest with you, I don't understand the concept, because the Terence, what I just said, it's so.
Yeah, you have to be done. No, you have to. Okay, we have to have a shear from you. 7:30. Listen, if he finishes early, then we'll give.
We're talking about he has an obligation to Mrs. Esser here.
Okay, you're saying a chilik is the chilik mechalik, but you appreciate the Gemara's kasha. Look at the Rashi. Look at the hilik Rashi. Kloimar. Whenever there's a kloimar, what was the rule here in the shear? We make a kiddush.
Imkain.
Whenever there's a kloimar. Kloima, whenever it says the word Ella, we have a tiny Siba. And whenever we have a Maisa, we have a super deluxe Shabbat.
Imkain, the Rabbi Shmuel.
Well, Achoyes, a Kloima, Imkain, the Rabbi Shmuel, Nafkale, Kongel, Vinozim, Mishum, Mali, Chad, Lav, Mali, Trey, Lave. Achoyes, Lomali, Lemishre, Pesach, Umila. What do we need it for? Because Akati, Itzrich, the Gemara's answer. What do we need it for? What do we need it for? Once you've revealed,
here it is. Here's the pasuk.
Once you've done one, you don't need it anymore. That's more kasha. So the more you want to see over here, what's that? Twice learns the more kasha. He tells twice. Ulachay salamali perish Rabbi Shmuel dibishal Rabbi Kiva came with the tzarchul lehechadis based kedushas kagadol v'hu nazir There's no difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen who is also a Nazir. Hoya Savor, Nami, in the Hava Mina, the Ein Loi Chiluk Bekaris. Once the Torah is mati, the Gresta. The Gresta. Who's the Gresta? Who's the Gresta?
Me.
The Kohen Gadol. In the Torah, and that we already took away down the Nazir, so therefore, the Chayu, you don't need a Pasuk anymore, you can learn from the Kohen Gadol. Umishani, no. Back to the Gemara.
When we say Ein Loi Chiluk Bekaris?
The case of Bris Milo, the case of Karm Pesach. Once the Torah was mati, the greatest Gemara.
You
don't need either. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara back to the Gemara. Sal, the Gemara gives an answer. No, this is what Rabbi Shmuel Zev Loba was trying to say. He's giving me your answer. You were mechal into this. You heard this today, by the shir today, but we went to work.
No.
Sal ke chamina. Kishor Rachmana lemeis mitzvah.
Sadu dachem and Kishor Rachmana lemeis
mitzvah. Whether it was that's nazir v'koyin the iser lavehu. No, just because the Torah took down the Kohen Gadol, and even the Kohen Gadol that's a nazir, that's a loisaseh. There's no chorus. It's a loisaseh. He's a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metame to a mace. A Kohen Hay is not allowed to be metame to a nazir. Not allowed to be metame to a mace.
Yeah.
But if they are metame, what are they in violation of? A loisas.
Right. Avam, Mila,
a
Pesach.
An ordinary person who doesn't bring a carbon Pesach is chayv karis.
Yeah.
Avam, Mila, Pesach, the karis. Then I would say, lo yitame to a mace mitzvah. I would say not. So even.
Because
Rabbi
why?
Yishua,
because it's
karis.
No, but, and it's a mitzvah sasa.
Fine, okay.
No, that's very important.
Why is it important? Chorus.
No, because he says before, a Nazir coin, it's a lav. A Nazir coin cannot.
The focus is lav and chorus. A coin Gadol the Nazir, you're dealing with loisaseis.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You're dealing by the case of Pesach.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's chorus.
I got it.
So therefore, the chorus loyitamel the chorus loyitamel lemeis mitzvah.
Kamash malan.
We need a drasha lachoisai. Isn't it gewaldic?
So again. So you need the chayz because I would have thought you can't be matamu because
it's a chorus.
You're gonna be over chorus, right?
Okay, so now we're back in business. Next kasha. Now again, we have to tying up all of the loose ends. What does each opinion do with the other? Two mahalchim in the sugya. We have the mahalach Rabbi Shmuel and the mahalach Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
Every time you say by davening Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, remember the staff.
Yeah.
Remember the staff. Remember
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva Michti. Loishna coin gonal hude, Loishna coin rabbi kiva, Loishna coin gonal hude, Loishna coin gonal nazir. Nafka, we learn a milachif. We learn milachif. That's we're reviewing that. We're reviewing. We're going back. We're always reviewing. According to Rabbi Akiva, how do you know?
Right.
Even if both together, we lost our Rebbe, Rabbi Sholimin is gone. He's off.
Okay, the
doubling mark. He's off the screen.
Okay, the doubling
mark. Here he is, the person.
Yishkoich. Just